In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today, we will be talking about how this world is a test for all of us. Please stay with us.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. We're living in a world which has many hardships. I mean, everyone in their lives have all kinds of problems. But problems are temporary. They're solved eventually. The opposite of problems and hardships are ease and comfort. This world is a test for us human beings. Every moment of our lives is filled with all kinds and whole lots of tests. Most of these tests are accompanied by hardships. Sometimes we think that hardships are really bad and we complain to Allah and say why He doesn't solve our problems and why we have to suffer so much hardship. I'm pretty sure you all have heard the story of Prophet Ibrahim in the Quran. He went through some of the hardest tests. These tests were full of difficulties and hardships. But Prophet Ibrahim passed all of these tests and trials. What was the result? His spiritual and worldly status was raised. He was thrown in the fire. He had to sacrifice his son Ismail, and so on and so forth. After that, Allah said that I am making you a leader, that is an imam for the people. So we come to the conclusion that the human being has to endure hardship and difficulties and undergo many tests until he reaches higher stations and develops. Allah wants to do something so that we grow and flourish. This is only possible if we are placed in difficult situations. That is when we gain experience and learn many things. And if we rely on Allah and ask for His help, we will achieve higher spiritual and sometimes material ranks.
شربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قال
لأن يخلق الكرم
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. So we said that this world is a test, and being in ease and comfort does not necessarily have value. Why is it? If you're always in a state of comfort and you are not faced with any hardship, slowly you will become arrogant and say that it is I who have been able to reach such a place that I no longer have any problems in my life. You will forget Allah. And this is the worst thing that can happen to someone in this world. Besides, Allah has said in the Quran that He gives time to the disbelievers to do whatever they want, but slowly and gradually takes them to a point where they will have to be punished. Think of it this way. If you fill a pot with water and place a fish inside it, then you put the pot on the stove and lower the heat to its minimum, the water in the pot will very slowly begin to heat. The fish won't feel anything for hours, perhaps. It may even be cooked while still alive because the heat is so low that it doesn't feel it. This is how people who do not believe in or are neglectful of Allah will be punished. Even though right now they're living in comfort and ease, but slowly and gradually they will be punished by Allah. Those who deny the signs of Allah will be imperceptibly drawn into ruin while they do not know. Suratul Araf, verse 182. So, people should not think just because such and such a person is living in comfort, Allah really loves that person, or that person is very lucky. No. We have a poem in Persian that whoever is afflicted with more calamities in this world is nearer to Allah. This is true because Allah wants us to turn to Him and ask for His help. And when our problems are solved, we thank Allah and love Him more than before, and that is when we will remember Him more. Now we will listen to Brother Asad Jafri, who will talk about today's topic.
Why does the Quran elevate Imam Hussein in Surah Fajr? And this is the ultimate success of Imam Hussein, when the Quran itself says, "Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya." Return back to your Lord, where not only are you happy with Allah, but Allah in turn is happy with you as well. You look at anybody who's achieved anything in the eyes of Allah, it's all been through struggle. We live in a society that equates ease to value. Meaning what? If it's easy, it must be good for you. If it's difficult, run away from it. But the Deen of Islam says, wait a second, our equation is something else. Our equation is struggle equals success. This dunya, this world was meant to do what? To test all of you. A man comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen with a very beautiful, it's such a beautiful tradition. He comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen, begins to complain about his state. He says, you know, I'm struggling with my finances, Amir al-Mu'mineen, my household isn't under control, my health isn't the best, this dunya is drowning me. Complaint after complaint, Amir al-Mu'mineen listens, and after he's done, he says to this man, then inshallah, I'll pray for you. And the man leaves. They say this man came back to Amir al-Mu'mineen 1 week later, came back to Imam Ali 1 week later and said, Mawla, my state from last week has gotten worse this week. And now the hadith says Imam Ali became a little bit annoyed. He says to him, look, you are looking from this dunya what it can't give you. Instead of you searching for a stress-free, hassle-free, hardship-free, problem-free life, ask Allah that while you're going through that hardship, that my iman doesn't suffer. That's the dua that I want from you. That's when our iman gets tested. We begin now, words of shirk and kufr come out of our mouth. That how dare you, God, take my father away from me? How dare you, God, give my mother cancer? How could you do this to me? How could you break off my engagement? How could you make my child this? I've done nothing but serve you and worship you and do khidmah of you. And you return the favor by doing this? Words of kufr, words of shirk. You don't mean them, obviously, but that pool began to wave and that dirt comes to the front. Hassle-free is not the solution. Keeping our iman strong during that hassle is the solution. Point number two, at a very young age, how we introduce Allah to these children is vital. It's vital. We use Allah as a component of fear to get the job done. If you don't pray salat, Allah will punish you. If you don't clean your room, Allah will punish you. If you don't go to school, Allah will punish you. Do you want Allah to hate you?
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين سيدي حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين سيدي رسول الله يا إمام المرسلين حبيب الله يا شفيع المؤمنين محمد God's mercy man of honor and dignity shining so bright his light for all of humanity محمد Allah's mercy man of honor and dignity shining so bright
his Welcome back dear listeners. You're listening to The Teacher on IRIB English Radio. This world is a test for all of us, which means that it has many ups and downs. Ease and comfort does not necessarily have value in this world. Too much ease, comfort, and pleasure makes us forget Allah. Of course, this doesn't mean that living in comfort is a bad thing. No. To be in comfort is very good as long as you are grateful of this situation and you do not forget Allah. In fact, Allah doesn't only test us through difficulties, problems, and calamities. He also tests us through our prosperity, wealth, ease, and comfort in our lives. He wants to see whether we help the poor with our money or not. He wants to see if we help our brothers in need by lending them money or not, and for many other reasons. Prophet Solomon, or Prophet Sulaiman, was a very affluent person. His kingdom spanned across the entire world, and everything, humans, jinn, and animals, were under his control and influence. Yet he lived a simple life and knew that everything he had was from Allah. But let me tell you something. Those who we see are living a comfortable life and are very rich people only seem to be living in comfort. They have a whole lot of problems which they may or may not be aware of. Do these people have good morals and manners? Are they humble and modest before other people? Or do they look down on others and think they're superior to them? If these people have these spiritual problems, they are the most miserable people living on earth. In order to pass this divine test, we must be content with what we have and submit completely to Allah and be pleased with what He has ordained for us. Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Please log on to our website at parstoday, www.imamhusseinsurahfajr.com. And if you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, email them to us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, goodbye.
Allah, 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 save me from myself. Allah, 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 Lord, I need your help. Allah, 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 save me from myself. It's so hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside. It's the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong and I don't wanna change. I need